www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump responded to North Korea's threat to cancel the meeting with Kim Jong-un and President Trump next month at their historic summit. The president said he will still insist on denuclearization. Gina Haspel, President Donald Trump's nominee to head the CIA, won the backing of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, paving the way for her expected confirmation to lead the spy agency. The panel voted 10-5 to advise the full Senate to confirm Haspel. Republican Senator John Thune shares his thoughts on the vote.
She's been involved, of course, in leadership positions at the CIA. She's been in the field. She's widely respected, not only within the agency, but across the world. And I think that it's time we get that important position filled. And it seems to me, at least, that Democrats finally came to the conclusion that blocking her at this critical national security position at a time when there is so much at stake around the world would be a big mistake.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Housing starts are down in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes did tick up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell by more than 11.3%, and that's a sharp drop-off from March's 13.6% gain in that department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump says his effort to help the Chinese telecommunications company ZTE is only part of a larger trade deal his administration seeks with Beijing. Lanny Chan is a senior fellow with the Hoover Institution. He has some advice for President Trump.
We cannot have this negotiation with China for the goal of a short-term resolution of trade deficit issues. This has got to be a longer-term discussion about what the Chinese have to do to open up their economy.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A morning routine can make or break most people's life. Now, a lot of successful people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, we've heard about their morning routines and how they keep things very much the same each day. But why is that so important? Benjamin Spall runs a website called MyMorningRoutine.com, and he joined me earlier, and we discussed why having that same routine day after day is key to having a successful life.
Yeah, so having a morning routine is all about starting your morning with intention and bringing your morning wins with you into the rest of your day. So this could be anything from having a morning workout or getting some meditation in, or generally just being productive in your morning.
What was one common thread that you saw amongst the people that you were talking to and interviewing?
So there are several common threads in terms of the things they do. So one thing is actually something they do the night before, which is getting enough sleep. Because we always point out, you know, if you don't sleep enough, then you're going to really struggle to have a good morning. But another thing, many of them work out, many of them meditate. But in general, what they really do is keep their routine short and easy to accomplish, especially in the beginning, because this greatly increases their chance of sticking to any one part of their routine.
Interesting stuff. And Benjamin also told me that you don't always necessarily need to be a morning person to have a great morning routine. And finally, it was back on this date in 1921. The first Academy Awards were presented at a private dinner with about 270 attendees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey there, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather report. If you look out the window, you already know what's going on right now. It's not exactly sunny, but after last night's weather, this is pretty much paradise. Anyway, it's 62 degrees. You have showers for the rest of the day. This is going to be an easy weather report, folks. It's going to be showers tonight, low of 55. Chance of showers tomorrow on Thursday. Possible thunderstorms again after 3 o'clock. Thursday night, showers likely. Possible thunderstorm after 7 o'clock. Friday, showers and a possible thunderstorm. I feel redundant. Friday night, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. But that's not going to be until about 9 o'clock. And then Saturday, we have some showers that are likely. You know what? Let's see and just keep our fingers crossed that it clears up. And then Saturday night, same thing. Showers, cloudy, low of 59. Sunday, chance of showers. That's where I'm going to keep the fingers crossed there. So that's your weather report. We'll be right back.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Big shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We are here in Clinton, New Jersey. We are up at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31. Signs are up. The painter was in the place the other day. And guess what, folks? We have our first trial class coming up. That's right, next Thursday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful Holiday Inn in Clinton. We have a nice big room rented out. So come on down Thursday night, next Thursday, May 24th, 6:30 p.m. You want to reserve a spot because they're going fast. This is how you do it. You go to the Max Challenge of Clinton's Facebook page. You click like, go to our events, find that one, click that you're going, and fill out that Google Doc form, and you are all set. You come on down. You meet me, you meet the driving forces behind the Max Challenge of Clinton, Ron and Lauren Adelstein. Our senior instructor, Megan's going to be down there. Come on down. Get a taste of it. You will not be disappointed. So today, oh, and I got one more quick shout out to do here. And I'm just going to hold this up here because I told Kevin that this is important. And I was speaking with my guest, Paul, about this. This is the Patriotic Concert that is coming up this weekend, May 19th. It's going to begin at 2 p.m. This is to honor and benefit military veterans. And you ready for this? Mr. Joe Piscopo is going to be there. That's right. People, children of the 80s, Mr. Joe Piscopo. So if you want tickets, you can go to veteranconcert.org, okay? It's definitely a good thing to try, okay? So I am here, and I'm very fortunate to welcome Mr. Paul Muir, who is the executive director of the Red Mill Museum in beautiful downtown Clinton, New Jersey. He's been the executive director since 2016. I know you served on the board for many years prior to that, Paul. It's just, I know that you, we'll talk about this, but you became involved with the Red Mill through a car show that you were sponsoring. And we were just talking about this in the green room, so to speak, before we got in here. He is also the mayor of Bethlehem Township since 2013. So, yes. Paul, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be with you this afternoon.
It's completely my pleasure, I'll tell you that. And a quick shout-out. Let's just see who's joining us right now. Lauren's watching. Hey, Lauren. Hey, Robbie Lynn, thank you for checking in. Joanne, thank you for checking in. And they're watching right now. Please, if you have any questions, you can always just put them into the comments section. And if you are listening and you're watching on Facebook, please give me some likes and thumbs ups and some hearts so we know that you're there. Okay. Paul, it's great to see you again. It's great talking to you again. I always have a great conversation.
Here.
So to jump right into this, I mean, you have a bit of an extensive background with the Red Mill Museum in Clinton. Why the Red Mill? I mean, you had this sponsorship at the car show. And then what was tugging at your heart when you first got involved?
So I could talk for hours on this, but yes, it was back in 2007. I was invited to sponsor a car show, and I look back fondly. I have a picture with my daughter. She was 3 years old at the time. She's 12 now. And, you know, growing up, my dad, we grew up in a family business. My dad would take me to this little historic site, the Miller Corey House in Westfield, that's still there. And really loved the history that was involved there, and kind of got away from it. Went in and was running my business, had a family, and getting back on that Red Mill site brought back a lot of those kind of feelings, the interest in the history and the community.
Oh, okay.
And then it was twofold at the Red Mill, because not only was it a foundation of the community, but I also loved kind of the business aspect of it, that the mill itself had various owners, but also the quarry was the Mulligan family, and they operated until the 60s. Mm. And that story just really resonated with me, and something that needed to be shared as a foundation of that community.
Sure. It's something. It puts Clinton on the map in so many ways. I know when you get out of New York City by the Holland Tunnel, and there's all those signs that are there, and there's Clinton all the way out.
Yeah.
By the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There should be a little picture of the Red Mill on those green signs.
There should be. Really, it is. So it's a beautiful historical place. I know I lived in Clinton for 11 years, and it probably took me 5 years to actually go through the tour before I actually went down there. It's such a strange thing. So, and I'm sure that there's people who are watching and people who are listening that may not know about it. They may have lived in Clinton for 6 months or 16 years. Can you give me just a brief history about the Red Mill, how it was first built? I know, and you know, I didn't even know that there was that village with the schoolhouse back there until, I mean, for 5 years I went past it. I was like, what the heck is all this back here? This is cool.
Yeah.
So please.
Sure. I kind of joke that the Red Mill is our greatest asset and also greatest obstruction to everything else that we have. So everybody knows the Red Mill. It's a wonderful building. Still the most photographed in the state of New Jersey, one of the top five in the country. But once you get beyond the Red Mill, we have 10 acres and 12 buildings, including the Red Mill itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a wonderful story of the industrial, agricultural, and social history of Clinton, but Hunterdon County, and even New Jersey. It's transformed quite a bit in other areas, but it's a great story of New Jersey. And so many people don't realize that what's back there. So the mill started in 1810. By Ralph Hunt. He had built the mill that the Art Museum is also housed in a few years before the Red Mill. They were both woolen mills. And one thing that I kind of preach and harp on quite a bit is the relevance of history. And so it's not just a place to come and see it.
Sure.
It's a place to come experience it, learn about it, and learn from it and how to apply that to today's world. So, even from the standpoint of economics, the woolen mill failed due to imports. It's a very similar story.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a grain grist mill, a really point of commerce for a good portion of its life in Hunterdon County.
Okay.
The mills were the place that the farmers would bring their product to be processed and sold. Eventually became a graphite mill. And
wow.
So the funny thing about the graphite was I think it was relatively successful financially, but in the early 1900s, we don't have washing machines inside your home yet, and people are hanging clothes out, and people are spending time outside, and there was a graphite haze on Clinton. So it was more of a public outcry that
look at that
seemed to push it, and then eventually became a talc mill.
I remember seeing some of the pictures from that era.
Yes.
Paul, I'm going to I hate to interrupt. I got a hard break. I'm going to come back. We got to do a couple of quick commercials. I am here with Mr. Paul Muir, Executive Director of the Red Mill Museum. Do not go anywhere. Stay put. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, welcome back, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, coming in a couple of weeks. We are at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 908-627-7020, trial class, our first trial class at the beautiful Holiday Inn next Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. You got to register. May 24th, Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Go to our Facebook page to register. Go to the events, all right? Jumping right back into it. Paul, I'm here with Mr. Paul Muir, the executive director of the beautiful Red Mill Museum and properties there. And we were just getting a brief history. And when we were off air, I didn't even know about it being a graphite mill. But you had said something about the graphite haze. Before we move on, can you tell us, what was the graphite haze?
Sure, the graphite and the processing of it. And it creates a graphite dust, and that covered much of Clinton. Right. And that was not really acceptable to people. Like I said, they didn't have washing machines inside their home, and they spent a lot more time outside. They didn't have iPads like we do now. So
sure.
Kids and people were enjoying the outdoors, and it wasn't much appreciated. The mill itself was actually called the Black Mill at that point. The mill itself was covered in the black dust.
Interesting.
And what I find interesting, so right after that, it became a talc processing, and the talc didn't have as much dust floating into town, but still created mm-hmm. dust. And so we do a trustee cleanup day in the fall, and all of our trustees get together and do some projects on site. And to this day, it's funny because we do some dusting, if you will, even in the mill. And the original beams still leach the graphite and talc all these years later.
I was just going to ask this. Yes. Does it still have residue?
Yes. It's amazing. Oh. You'll clean 1 year, and we don't scrub. We just dust, but you'll see that yeah. it'll go away. And then the next year, you come back, and you're doing that project again, and there'll still be talc and graphite, mostly talc at this point. But
isn't that something?
It's very interesting.
That is interesting. So after the talc, what happened?
It ceased operation in 1928. That, again, is the market conditions. We were a supplier for what is now Colgate-Palmolive. It was Colgate. It was a New Jersey company back then. Hmm. But again, it was imports from Canada. They were processing talc that was brought in, so it was no longer economically feasible. And it served as the as a pumping station for the Water Authority in Clinton. Eventually, the town of Clinton purchased it when they privatized that system, or privatized, brought it into the government. And it was no longer private. And it was the Red Mill Five. We had five local, there were three business owners, an artist, and an educator that was really seeing this decrepit mill in the middle of their town.
Yeah.
And saw it more of as a detriment, and thankfully, you saw the opportunity to create a foundation for the community. And it's interesting because to this day we have discussions internally with our staff about obviously we're a history museum and, and the an educational aspect and how seriously we take that as a museum. And from an academic standpoint, we do very much so. But also from, you know, kind of my background coming from small business and being involved in the community, I think the Red Mill Five really saw it as a foundation of community activity. And a place for people to be in Clinton and the surrounding area and come and enjoy. And we're thankful that they had that vision. So in 1963, it opened as a museum. The same year, the Mulligan Quarry ceased operations, and they had the foresight to purchase the quarry.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So the quarry in relation to the Red Mill, it's right there.
It's right.
And so did the village and the schoolhouse exist before they purchased
it? It didn't. So all the buildings I say are original to the site, except, of course, we have an administration building, which is later built for offices and educational and meeting space. The schoolhouse came from Alexandria Township. I do laugh because when it was originally built, being mayor of Bethlehem Township, Bethlehem was much larger than it is now. And that schoolhouse was originally constructed when the area was part of Bethlehem Township.
But
by the time
that
it was moved... it was Alexandria Township. It was 1974. It was moved and put on site. And then the log cabin in the back was constructed. But the rest are original buildings to the site. And it was all done right around the bicentennial celebration. The big push was to have these historic villages in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
And so they had the property and the land. And it's wonderful that it's there. Comment and maybe joking, but it's very real. I think if it wasn't a museum, we might see townhomes running down the river there.
You know,
and lose the opportunity to share that history.
Absolutely, and you guys do such a great job of educating. I know we were talking before about the yellow school buses that I see on the grounds, and I saw them there today.
Yes.
I was down on Main Street, and then I the other day I was walking around by Main Street, and I hear this boom. Like, what the heck is that? And they were doing, I guess, a musket demo, for the children. So that's really exciting. And so the schoolhouse, I mean, the village itself, after that was constructed, that was, I'm assuming, for the workers themselves, was it shared with the community at large? Because I know there was a general store in there.
The general store is depicted inside what's our Mulligan Tenant House, which is one of our projects. So there actually wasn't a general store on the property when it was a quarry. They used what is City Spot now.
Oh, okay.
Kind of the general store at the time. And but the tenant house was where that's one. It's kind of the, I was talking about relevance again.
Yeah.
We're in the process of renovating that through grants from the New Jersey Historic Trust and the Cultural Trust and some private donors, thankfully. Point of it is we want to share what it was like to live in the conditions in the middle of the quarry, and we're going to have the house. We're going to create the subsystem in the floor, so it'll recreate what it's like to be living there when a quarry blast actually came, and you hear the stones hit the tin roof.
Oh, way!
The floor is going to shake. The kitchen is going to be fully functional, and where that general store is, we're going to have a permanent exhibit about immigration and immigrants, focusing on those that were on site, but also north of Halstead Street, and link that back to today. Again, talking about the relevance.
Yeah.
We have a lot of conversations in America today about immigration, what is the role of it in America, how do the people integrate, how do they contribute, and right there we have the living version of it. Yes, and a discussion, again, not just to look at history, but to come experience, learn from it, and see what we can extrapolate for today.
Absolutely. Good was it forethought? That's brilliant. That's brilliant. How many visitors a year do you guys get?
We've just eclipsed 20,000 visitors.
20,000?
Yes.
All right. That explains the parking.
Yes.
All right,
we apologize to Clinton. We have limited parking. We have about six parking spaces of our own.
Yeah.
But I always say I hope those 20,000 all go downtown and of course, spend a lot of time in the stores and restaurants. Which
I'm sure
they do.
So 20,000 was in 2017?
Yes. So,
and,
yes.
So how has it grown? Like
we've in the past year, last year, we've increased our general attendance by 11%.
Hmm.
Our special event attendance is up 26%.
Nice.
I think part of it is we're here on Facebook Live. Social media helps quite a bit in getting our message out. But I think just the programs that we share, that relevance and the connection that we have to the community really helps with that.
So I'm going to skip in real fast and go right into what's going on this weekend. We're talking about events. We have the Red Mill Retro Ride that's coming up. Max Challenge is one of the sponsors. We're going to have a table there, so come on down. And in fact, if you're on Facebook and you're watching, if you look right behind Paul, right over there, there is a beautiful vintage antique sort of bicycle, which was lent to me today by Gardner and Rachel at the Clinton Bicycle Shop, right on Main Street, 4951 Main Street, right across the bridge. This is a 1970s, probably around 1972, 74, Raleigh cruiser that was actually constructed in England. Now, listen here, folks. If you don't have one of these beautiful antique bicycles, that doesn't mean you can't ride on Saturday, right?
Nope.
I'm going to be there riding, and we're going to have the table, but I'm going to be there riding. I'm going to be on my mountain bike, so there's still room to get tickets?
Yes, you can buy tickets online today, okay. And then you can even register the day of the event.
Day of the event. Yes, they can show up early?
They can show up early, but definitely we encourage you to register today.
So what exactly is happening this weekend? We have this ride that's starting at 10 a.m.
Yes.
And what's going to happen?
So, you gave a shout out earlier to Robbie Lynn, and I said, Robbie Lynn, I'm sure, is still listening. She's one of our organizers. She's one of our tour guides at the Red Mill.
Very cool.
And restores vintage bikes herself and knows more. I've learned more
Robbie
about vintage
Lynn.
Bikes, yes, than I ever thought I could know about them. And but she's one of our wonderful tour guides, and along with Amy David is one of our trustees. The two of them are the co-chair of this event.
Nice.
And they've really run with it. It's a fundraiser for our Save the Wheel campaign, which I'm sure we can talk about later.
We are.
But yes, so you come on out, vintage bikes, regular bikes, wear some clothing that matches your era of your bike if you would like. So we do know people are coming out. It was based off of the London's Tweed Ride.
Right.
But Clinton really lends itself well to that as a cultural center.
Yeah.
So the ride has five, we call them selfie stops, but photo opportunities throughout the town. Really great way to experience Clinton in the area. There's a longer ride if you'd like to go up towards Spruce Run.
Okay.
Also through town towards the back end of it. And then when you come back at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a bicycle concours. So a nice bicycle show. And we have live bands, we have music, we have food on site. It's really a fun, full day.
And there's prizes?
Yeah, there are prizes. There's awards. We need to thank Max Challenge as one of our sponsors.
Thank you.
We also have Basil Bandwagon and Hunterdon Health Center helping out also. Plus various the bike shops. I think Clinton Bike, they're one of our sponsors for the trophies. There's vendors on site also.
Yeah.
Really, it's just going to be a fun day to experience Clinton, the Red Mill, and the people that are there interacting with their bikes.
I know Tara, Grounded for Life, is going to be there.
Yes.
Stone Bean,
yes.
Ray and Nicole are going to be down there. I think you can pre-order with Tara, too, if you go to the Retro Ride Facebook page. So
yes.
Cool. Now, we were talking about the water wheel, and you're going through a restoration project of this, correct?
Yes.
Please talk about that.
Going back to those the 10 acres and 12 buildings, it's not a small undertaking to maintain those. And then, obviously, over the years, even if we maintain them, after 25 or so years, buildings need restoration and renovation. And the water wheel is really, I say, the kind of symbol of the gateway to Hunterdon County. Everybody associates that with Hunterdon County. We're thankful that the chamber uses it in some logos. A lot of businesses associate with it and people. So the wheel's been there for 25 years. Mm-hmm. It's in due for its renovation. It was put there in 1994. Foster Wheeler had created that wheel for us. The thankful thing about that is it's more of a modular design, so we can repair what's there. The original wheel was a Fitzwater wheel put in 1961 and lasted to about 1988.
Mm-hmm.
But those would need replacement. This we can repair. So the replacement cost is about $250,000.
Oh, okay.
We can repair what's there for about $120,000. And get another 20 years of life out of that.
Oh, that's nice.
So, again, it's a great symbol for Hunterdon County. We've had some great community support also. Even Hunterdon County themselves, the county freeholders, need to thank them. They've provided some funds for the open space grant. And we're looking for support. So the Retro Ride is definitely one of our events that we're raising money for. We had a car show a few weeks ago for it also. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a couple other events associated. And we do have a SaveTheWheel.org website,
SaveTheWheel.org. Okay.
And you can check out the process of what it would take to restore the wheel and the cost to get more details there.
I'm going to check that out too. I'm going to give a quick shout out to Julie, who just signed on to watch us. Hey, Julie. And Robbie Lynn gave us a thumbs up. Oh, Ron's watching. Hey, boom. Ron, good to see you watching. And you know what? We should probably say hi to Marie, who Marie couldn't be here.
Marie's our assistant director, and she joined me last time we got together. Yeah, but going to the school tour is part of her role as education coordinator, and this is the prime school season. We have over 4,000 school children come through, and from mid-April to mid-June, every single day we have those school tours. We love seeing the kids walking around there. Yeah.
And so if there's anybody who's listening right now who's a teacher or a school administrator, if they wanted to book a tour, who would they call?
Call the Red Mill, 908-735-4101, or even easier email is just programs@theredmill.org.
Okay, okay. And then,
Marie will be right there and respond.
Got that, teachers? Okay, they're here to help. It's a beautiful site, and it's very educational, very educational. I've gone back a number of times. I still learn something every time I go there, especially in that little schoolhouse when you see. I'd love to see the kids' faces when they walk into that schoolhouse and go, this is how they did it.
The difference between the little chalkboards versus iPads.
Yeah, right. Not kidding. I'm going to probably not get a lot of great ghost stories, but I also know that the Halloween event is it the biggest event for the fundraising for Red Mill?
It is. The Haunted Mill is our largest event. This will be its 28th year.
28.
And it represents about a third of our operating budget. So we appreciate every support in coming out there, and we have a lot of fun building and creating it.
Yeah. I know the lines are incredible there. And so that happens in October. How many weeks does that go on?
It goes for 3 weeks, the last three weekends in October. And then we also added 3 years ago a kids haunt. So on Saturday and Sunday mornings, we have we call it it's a lights on, effects are off. We have a kind of a funny guide, still dressed up in a costume, but a little funnier and friendlier. Okay. And they guide the kids, and they go on a hayride. They get a little pumpkin and face painting. And it's just a kind of a fun event for younger children.
That's pretty cool. Now, I know the last time I spoke with Marie, she had given me a couple of ghost stories or anything. And there was one in particular. I don't know if you can share this one in particular, Paul, with a lady said that there was a man who was dressed in garb of the time and gave her attitude or something. So just share one quick one for us, please.
I don't know if you want me to share that one. It's a little bit longer. But the interesting thing with that is somewhat involved in that on the back end. So we joke that Ralph Hunt is still there on our site. But so apparently Ralph interacted with one of the parent guides on a school tour. And she had sent an email saying she met with a rather gruff individual, but we don't have a man dressed up in period clothing for the school tours. Mm-hmm. We don't know where this person came from, and we're sure nobody else was on site. It's a very closed site. But the interesting thing is we did have a paranormal investigation group hosting a fundraising event for us, and they asked us to videotape some of these stories. And so they videotaped Marie where this theoretically happened in front of the ladies' room, and they videotaped about 45 minutes of tape, and they went back. And only that one story went to fuzz.
Oh, no way.
So that is kind of the an interesting thing that one portion would disappear.
Very cool. Yes. Very cool. I used to be a big fan of the Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi and stuff. And I remember when they went to the Red Mill, that was pretty neat too. Yes. So, moving on, we have a new exhibit coming up with radios.
Yes.
And when does that begin?
So that actually, we have, if you're a museum member, we do have museum memberships that have lots of different benefits. But we do have a private opening this Sunday at 2 o'clock. If you're a museum member, please join us.
Okay.
If you're not a member, check out our website to join at redmill.org. But the exhibit will open to the public soon after on the 22nd, that following Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And again, talking about relevance, we have two exhibits going on, and they kind of alternate. So we have two exhibit areas. And last year, we started one on America's participation in World War I. It was the centennial of our entrance into that fray. And we were looking at a way, how can we build upon that, and how did it change society? And one of the ways it did was that radio communications became more prevalent during World War I. And then that technology and the use of it was brought back for regular broadcasting. And how did that impact society? So we follow that story. So there are definitely just phenomenal objects. I have to thank the Astell Alpaw Family Foundation for underwriting that. And then Mr. Michael Molnar is donating almost all of the radios for that event.
Very nice.
And so it's a wonderful visual. There's a lot of hands-on interactives for kids. You can actually create your own little radio show since we're on the radio talking about it. Kids can come and recreate a radio show like they would have in the 40s and 50s with sound effects and listen to it back on site.
Very cool. And so the name of the exhibit is Vintage Radio?
What's the Sounds of the Times.
Sounds of the Times, and it's about vintage radios and
the
kids can interact like that.
That's broadcasting, how it impacted.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. You have staff and volunteers, and I know that if anybody's watching or listening, and they want to volunteer. I know you guys still need volunteers all the time.
Yes.
I'm assuming the majority of your staff is volunteer staff.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So how many volunteers do you currently have? How many do you need to actually keep things running smoothly? Because when I go there, it's beautiful. Everything looks clean, and it's always running very smoothly. So you guys have a top-notch operation going on.
It's amazing. I mean, if you add up all the volunteers between the Haunted, and then we have the Clinton Garden Club, and the Conservancy helps out. And so if you add all this up, we're close to 200 volunteers for the various
200?
Activities we do throughout the year. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, from a more consistent basis, we're probably in the 50 range. So our gift shop during the week is all volunteers. So if somebody wants to come and interact that way, that'd be wonderful. A lot of our events, we have volunteers that help out in guiding those events and acting as tour guides.
Mm-hmm.
We only have two full-time employees, would be myself and Marie.
Okay.
And then with our school tours, we have 27 part-time employees, as we say, and they're more seasonal and part-time.
I see.
But again, I feel that's our kind of contribution, since we're in the chamber radio, to the local economy.
Sure.
And then, yes, quite a few volunteers. We'd love to have more.
Sure. And what's the phone number to call if they want to do it?
Again, it's 908-735-4101, or you can reach out to programs@theredmill.org. And we have opportunities from gardening to buildings to working with children to educational programs to the preservation of the buildings themselves, all kinds of the Haunted Mill, of course, set up and acting. So the broad kind of net that we have, any interest you may have, mm-hmm. we probably have a position that you would find interesting.
And so the Haunted Mill, I know you get volunteers and they get the makeup done and everything like
yes.
that. What's the minimum age if you want to volunteer?
If you want to act, it has to be 18 years or older.
Okay.
But we do have quite a few high school students that come for their service hours that help us build and set up, which is wonderful. So we actually start that construction process. This year it'll be September 23rd. We started about three weeks beforehand, and we're there every single day.
Sure.
Into the wee hours of the night, constructing and building. So
yeah.
If you have, you know, it's just fun to see how it all works too, all the electronics behind it. So please come on out.
You put together a whole building?
We put together
two
additional buildings.
Temporarily.
Just for that event.
Son of
yes,
a gun.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Okay. And how long, and it takes how many weeks? 3 weeks?
It takes 3 weeks of 16, 18 hour days.
Wow.
Yes.
I never knew it was that intensive.
Yes, yes.
Just to get that rolling.
Just to get that going.
That's something else. That is something else. Let's see. We got a couple more minutes before we have to do a hard break and everything. Let's go back to some of the events that are coming up because I say this almost every time I have somebody on that is a nonprofit. I am shameless about promotion, and you guys need money to operate this. And you bring so much. The Red Mill, you, your volunteers, your staff bring so much to the community. And I know we love that. Ron and Lauren love it. The community aspect is one of the reasons that they brought the Max Challenge to Clinton. So you need money to operate.
Yes.
So let's talk about ways that you're going to be raising money over there. There's the Agro Day that's coming up. What is that exactly?
So it's Agro Industry Day. And,
Agro Industry.
So we have our museum administrator, Gina Sampaio, and she handles a lot of our social media. So she's probably going to send you an angry face on your Facebook Live there if I say this, because I'm going to announce we want to rename Agro Industry Day. So I'm going to use this as the official launch to our Facebook contest to rename Agro Industry Day. It's a phenomenal event with a horrible name. So it's June 24th this year.
Okay.
It talks about the agricultural and industrial heritage of Hunterdon County, but it's very much a kid-friendly, hands-on activity. It mimics our school tours.
Mm-hmm.
We've adapted our school tours to include STEM, and we're starting to work with the Art Museum to have a STEAM program, the Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math.
Wow.
And so you get a chance to come experience those school tours that those other 4,000 school children do, but just for a single day in a very fun and hands-on way, and the name doesn't do it justice. So, again, we're looking for supporters for that, too. All of our events are underwritten by the generosity of local businesses.
So, wait, you're looking to rename the day with a contest?
We're going to rename it with a contest.
How are you doing this?
So, we're going to start it on largely on Facebook.
Okay.
And we may have a little panel of our trustees that they don't realize they're going to judge to vote. It's this way it's a little
okay.
It's impartial. Our staff isn't choosing. But but we've talked about it for a while, and I thought this is a fun way to engage everybody, see what the event is. But we have participation this year from Hunterdon County 4-H Club's bringing out a petting zoo and some animals.
Oh, neat.
I'm a member of the Delaware Valley Old Time Power and Equipment Club. That they run the antique power show at Washington Crossing State Park.
Okay.
Their members generously bring out tractors that day and hit or miss motors. So it's a real fun event and things you don't get to usually see.
Yeah.
You get to do butter churning, make ice cream by hand.
Look at this.
There's a hands-on water wheel. So while our big wheel isn't working, we do have a small water wheel. The kids can see how it can actually power LED lights.
Okay.
So it's a really interesting event.
June 24th is this.
Sunday, yes.
And you just let us know when that contest is up and running. Okay?
I'm pushing it. I'm going to say we're going to launch it here officially, and then we'll get it up there on the Facebook page.
There's no angry face yet. I'm going to give a shout out to Elaine, who Elaine just logged on a little while ago. Hey, Elaine. Okay, Kids Day is also going to be coming up. What do we got here? We got about 4 minutes before our break. Kids Day. When is this?
So Kids Day has turned out to be our outside of Haunted, our biggest single day event. It's August 6th this year.
August 6th.
Again, on a Sunday. Last year we had 900 people come out. It was phenomenal.
Nice.
Turnout. And again, one of the things that we look to do is partner with other nonprofits. We realize Hunter County is a smaller community, and we all need to work together. So most of our events have some sort of other nonprofit partner involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year we partnered with Northwest Cap. This year we're continuing to do the same.
Okay.
So a lot of their early childhood child care teams come out, and they have individual booths. Again, we have it's a little more of a fun history event. So we have the butter churning and ice cream making, but we have bouncy houses, we have pony rides, we have some kind of more, less history based but fun things. Just a soft way to kind of come out, see what we have on site, and really enjoy. And we've ExxonMobil comes out. They do some great hands-on activities.
Oh, nice.
And again, this year we'd love to see 1,000 people come out on site.
Sure, if not more. So
yes.
That's August 6th. Sunday, yeah. August 6th is,
yes,
Kids Day.
Yes.
Okay. The bouncy house thing, that sounds fun. I don't know. There's probably a minimum age, and I'm probably not going to make it.
I jump in and they throw me out.
If I jumped in, I would just bounce right out. I don't know if I'm that coordinated to. Are you still doing a British Car Show?
The British Car Show is coming up June 3rd.
Yeah.
Which is, again, phenomenal event.
That was my first Red Mill event that I ever went to was a British Car Show. This is years ago. Man, the Jaguars, man, the Ferraris and things. It's just to see this and everything. So I'm sorry, when is it coming up?
June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Sunday, June 3rd.
Okay.
And, the thing, I'm a car guy, as we talked about. I love the automobile, and the photos and just the pictures you can take with the automobiles on the site there. It's an amazing sight without them, but for me, throwing in a car in front of a lime kiln or with the Red Mill as a backdrop or our screen house, you really can't beat it. It's a really amazing experience.
It's a wonderful time, wonderful time going on there. So the technology thing again here. So Lauren is interacting with us right now, saying that we, Max Challenge of Clinton, the Max Challenge of Clinton, would love to be one of the sponsors of the Kids Day.
Excellent.
Let us know how we're going to do that. So
I'll reach out to Lauren.
I know you reach out to Lauren. Yep. Yeah. She's going to do that.
So. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's, how's that for instant?
This is great. We do this every week now.
Yeah, we should. So if you're listening, you're watching, and you want to be a sponsor or vendor at the Kids Day, you'd be able to reach out to Paul and his staff. So we got about a minute here. Reenactments coming up.
We don't have reenactments coming up, but we started, again, partnering with groups. When you brought up the Patriotic Concert, the Red Mill is one of the sponsors of the Patriotic Concert. I'm also a Rotarian with North Hunter and Rotary, and they're one of the helping to organize. So we have a Military Heritage Day, and that was our season opener in April 15th this year. And so we used to do Revolutionary War and Civil War weekends.
Right, I remember those.
And what we've done is we've combined them into a single day, and so you can experience Revolutionary War right through World War II in one whole day, but it's also really a day to honor veterans. So veterans and active duty military and their families, it's all free admission that day. We have an opening ceremony. This year we presented a Quilt of Valor to a Vietnam veteran.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's really just a day to, again, making that history relevant, reflect back, and realize what that history meant to our country,
sure,
and to the people that are here now. And so that we actually even had a young man, 8 years old, celebrate his birthday at our Military Heritage Day. And so he got to wear the World War II helmets. He got to carry the saber for the Civil War soldiers. Really, again, great hands-on experience.
Look at that. Fantastic. That's a memory. Yes, that's a memory there. My goodness. Well, we're coming up on a hard break. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, coming to the Grey Rock Plaza in just a few weeks. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be life-changing. Don't move. We're going to come back right after this break.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hunterdon County, welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our first trial class is coming up next week, Thursday, May 24th, 6:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Clinton. Go to our Facebook page, go to events, and reserve your spot. Follow the instructions there. Okay, you will not want to miss this. Any questions, 908-627-7020. You have the ability to change your life. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Paul, thanks again for joining me today. We're winding down. It's one of the things about this show. It's so much fun, and it just flies by.
It definitely flew by.
It definitely flies by. So a couple of other things that are coming up. We were talking about the Haunted Mill. What's the ghost tour coming up soon?
So we've a couple other events associated with that. So the ghost and folklore tours. So we have two more coming up this year. And again, you can find those and sign up at our website, theredmill.org. We have one coming up in June again. And so there's two tours in the evening. It's not an investigation. It's more of kind of the background stories of the spirits that may be on the site. Okay. And so it's a very fun and way to learn about it. And then August 11th, we're going to have an actual investigation. We do two a year. And they usually sell out quick. They're limited to 25 people. And we have to thank Jersey Paranormal Investigations, JPI. They run the tours for us, and you get to use all their equipment. They're very generous in sharing their equipment that they use to experience or I don't say connect with, but know that the spirits are there. And I got to tell you, I can't say I'm not a believer, but it was something that I was like, and then you see some of the interactions and how it trips some of the equipment that they have and some of the things that people have created. It's really an amazing experience. And we give you, it's guided by JPI, but it's very much self guided in the fact that you can interact in the mill and the schoolhouse. Yeah. And there's voice recordings, and it's just a really cool thing that you can't really do too many places.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, the electronic voice recordings.
Yeah,
very cool. And that all occurs after hours, too.
It's all dark. It runs from the Ghost and Folklore Tours start, once it gets dark, so about 7:30, and they run until about 10. The investigations, they start at 8 and run until at least midnight.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. I'm going to check into that. I'm going to definitely, Susan and I would probably love that. We like getting scared. We watched a movie the other night, and I won't go into all the details, but it was the first time the hair on my arms stood up. I got so scared watching this movie in a long time. I like good scare.
That's the experience you're going to get. That's the thing we say about these ghost stories, that a lot of people say, you know, we just sensed there was something when they were there at the Red Mill inside the building that late.
So. Very neat. Speaking of stories, Paul, a personal favorite memory about the Red Mill. You've been there for a lot of years, and you've been the leader to bring forth a lot of great changes. Mm-hmm. You have a fantastic group of people behind you and working with you. What's a personal favorite memory about the Red Mill?
You know, this is tough because I almost can't identify one story. So I'm going to take a little bit of liberty and just say, you know, every once in a while, I come across that first picture with my daughter. To this day, if you come to our Wheels for the Wheel Car show or Agro Industry Day, I have my old red truck. It's parked out front. I have Red Mill signs on it now, but that truck was there in 2007 with my daughter sitting in front of it. It was kind of the start at 3 years old. I remember the first time I was president of the board and I was acting executive director back in 2011. And Ali McGarren, who was the mayor years ago in Clinton, was on our board. She and her husband passed back in 2013. And just her sitting next to my desk, and I still sit in that office today and see her sitting next to me giving advice. I had just started on our township committee in Bethlehem. I wasn't mayor yet, but I was board president at the Red Mill. I was acting director, a lot of challenges, but having somebody there like that, and again, that's that community connection.
Sure.
To even just most recently, you know, the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick returned their after party to the Red Mill, and the connection there is obviously the Mulligan Quarry. And this winter would not give up, as we all know. And so yeah. In that quarry area, we put down tarps, and then it snowed on it. Yeah. And then we had about 30 of our brothers come and shovel. And I stopped, and I said to our president at the time, I said, you know, the Mulligans are probably looking down at the day laborers back. They got a bunch of Irish guys back there as day laborers shoveling snow in the middle of this quarry back there in March. So, again, it's that community connection it keeps popping up, and there's so many – wonderful, but those are probably my top three.
Sure. Those are great memories, too. Great memories. Yeah, the snow. No one had to talk about that. Again, we're doing fundraising here. We're here to talk about that. Aside from the events that are coming up, folks, if you're listening, if you're watching, the Red Mill's website is?
The main website is theredmill.org. And I will say we'll be launching an updated version probably in the next week or two. But theredmill.org is our main site, and there is a donate button, and our programs are all there. Wonderful. All the events, there's an event schedule. And you can buy tickets for most of the events online there. And then our capital campaign effort is, of course, the Save the Wheel. So if you're on our Facebook page, please like our Facebook page. We have almost 5,000 followers at this point. But there's a hashtag, Save the Wheel. And there's a savethewheel.org, and that tells you our upcoming events related to raising funds for that wheel. And that's the best way for the community to get involved and help us get that wheel turning again.
And it stuck in my head when you talked about the former mayor, just giving a shout-out, say hi to Mayor Janice, in case she's watching.
Mayor
I hope Kovacs, you are Mayor
wonderful
Janice.
Support for us there in Clinton, and we work very well together.
Absolutely, absolutely. So your Facebook page, your website, phone number one more time.
908-735-4101.
Okay. We have about 3 minutes here. The retro ride this weekend, let's just give a quick shout out to some of the sponsors. Who do you have that's supporting you on the retro ride this weekend, the Red Mill?
Well, again, Hunter Medical Center is our lead sponsor, and then our gold sponsors are Max Challenge, which we're very thankful for. And it will be easier to shovel the snow next year if I follow through on the Max Challenge.
We'll talk about this after.
And Basil Bandwagon is a phenomenal supporter all year long and also one of our sponsors. And then we have the Clinton Bike Shop. And I apologize because I said Robbie Lynn and Amy DeVita are really the chairs of this event.
Yeah.
And they've gotten great support from the biking community. So I believe the Bike King is also one of the other sponsors. Mm-hmm. There are about five bike shops that have come through. Robbie Lynn herself is one of the sponsors of the event.
Wonderful.
And then again, the vendors. We have about 11 vendors that will all be there. So Grounded for Life, Stone Bean, or like you said, too, there'll be food there. And Max Challenge is going to have a booth set up, and you'll be there. So and the ability to ride through Clinton, I can't wait. I'm really excited. I'm a car guy, but I've dragged out some bikes myself. So I've got a couple of vintage bikes that I've been storing away for years.
Yeah.
And Robbie Lynn's shaking your head because they range from a Raleigh similar to this, mm-hmm. Right up to my, I'm the original owner of my 82 BMX, my Schwinn BMX, Phantom. So I'm going to bring back 1982 by myself. And that's my vintage. So that'll be there.
The BMX. Oh, yeah. It's my history of cycling personally, and I've been riding for just almost 7 years. About 7 years ago, I had gone into business for myself for a while, and I realized I'd be working, you know, nearby, and I didn't want to drive into town, so I bought a bicycle, and I hadn't been on a bicycle in 24 years at that time. And I'll never forget when I first went down into Clinton. I used to live in Union Gap Village. Quick shout out to anybody who's there now. But I remember going down through Union Gap, and I came back around, and I remember how proud of myself I was when I made it to the library, and back. Yes. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then I discovered Lansdowne Trail, which I didn't know existed at the time. And this is a true story, my first 10 miles I ever rode nonstop was Lansdowne Trail, back and forth, until my odometer clicked 10 miles, and I was like, woohoo!
That's phenomenal.
And that was all in Clinton, so I have a lot of great memories with that, too. So, Paul, I really appreciate you coming on. It's always great speaking with you and just hearing the stories, and I'm really hoping that people who are watching, people who are listening, will have it in their hearts to support the Red Mill, either by direct contributions at redmill.org,
yes,
or savethewheel.org, or at least just come down, have fun, come to the retro ride. You still have tickets available. You can ride.
Yes.
Any of the events that are coming up, go to the Red Mill's Facebook page and like them, and it's just a great thing, and you don't have to be a resident of Clinton to support the Red Mill.
We people come from all over the world.
Do you know the farthest person who's ever come?
We had a family from China, and that's not uncommon, really? Though. I mean, I say it's far. I mean, Australia, China, India, and it's amazing that they want to come and see what the history we have to offer, and it's the history of the nations are vastly different in how that agriculture and industrial influence changed.
Absolutely.
So so it's phenomenal talking and having those conversations.
Man, I meant from China.
Yes.
Wow. And so let's see, that's going in that direction. What about in the other direction? When people come over from Europe, let's say, and things too, I mean, we have a lot of European
we
visitors?
We do have a lot of European visitors. What's interesting with them is kind of talking about the American history to them. It's new history.
Even
China itself. But it's funny. Again, that community. So they're still part of the community from all the way in Europe. We have those conversations about America being the colony.
Sure.
and they're like, oh, your history's so new. But again, it's something they don't experience because it's a different path
Absolutely.
From their history.
We're out of time, Paul. Thank you so much again. This has been Max Living, sponsored by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. First trial class is coming up next Thursday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. You can change your life, and we will help you, guaranteed. Come back next week, Wednesday, 1 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump responded to North Korea's threat to cancel the meeting with Kim Jong-un and President Trump next month at their historic summit. The president said he will still insist on denuclearization. Gina Haspel, President Donald Trump's nominee to head the CIA, won the backing of the Senate Intelligence Committee today, paving the way for her expected confirmation to lead the spy agency. The panel voted 10-5 to advise the full Senate to confirm Haspel. Republican Senator John Thune shares his thoughts on the vote.
She's been involved, of course, in leadership positions at the CIA. She's been in the field. She's widely respected, not only within the agency, but across the world. And I think that it's time we get that important position filled. And it seems to me, at least, that Democrats finally came to the conclusion that blocking her at this critical national security position at a time when there is so much at stake around the world would be a big mistake.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Housing starts are down in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.2%.